We are on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis by the last Tosfos. We had heard a member of Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon holds that if a person stole Kotshim Shechayi Bachayusam and he made Tvichem Mechirem, he's chayiv dalet vehei. The Gemara had a problem. How could he be chayiv dalet vehei? Rab Shimon is the one that holds you need a shechita ruuya. So the Gemara answered, let us go according to Shitas HaTosfos, speaking about that sheichet tmimim mebifnim l'shem bailim was geshochten l'shem bailim v'nishpach adam. The dam was spilled. So the kasha is, if the dam was spilled, so Rabbi Lozer is the kasha, velo izrike materes. Zrike is mater. And there was no zrike. So it's a shchita shein eruya. So the Gemara answered, there's a yesod that Rav Shimon holds, kol ha'imed lizroik kizorik tami. That since after the shechita was oimed lizroik, so it's ke'ilu, there's a din of a shechita ruya, and that's why he's chayiv dalet vehei. Zok Tosfos, kol ha'imed lizroik kizorik tami, teima. The beperek oisai ve'es benoi, omar rabbi shaya, kula masnisen deloike Rav Shimon. There's a Mishnah there that is speaking about Hilchis Oisai Ves Benoi. And Rabbi Shaya said this Mishnah does not go according to Rav Shimon. And Hanigei Alonu, the case, Kotchim Bifnim. Kotchim Bifnim, that is speaking about as follows. It is speaking about that a person was Magdish, a Aim, and a Ben. Both of them are Kabonis. He shechted the Aim, which is a kosher shechita, Bifnim. And then he shechted the Ben. So the Mishnah says two halachas. Halacha number one, Seife gets Arboyim, he gets Malkus. Oisib es Benoi. So he shechted the Ben, he gets Malkus. Halacha number two, the ben is apostle a korban because it's a machusel zman. That means since the day that it was geshochten, it was not zman oily shochet, you're not allowed to shecht it today because you shechted the mother the same day. A korban that is not zman oily shochet ayim is apostle a korban. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. So there's that by oisev es benoi, if both were mukdoshim, both were kochim, and the shechita saben will get malchus soivik as arboim, and it's possible. So Rabbi Shaya said, "Mechdei shamin elay leRav Shimon, the Omar shechita she'ena ruuya loishma shechita." So Rabbi Shaya said, Rav Shimon holds that a shechita she'ena ruuya loishma shechita. Is kachim nami shchita she'ena ruuyai. So we'll see the shchita's aim was a shchita she'ena ruuya. The chalkama the loizorik adam, calls man he wasn't zorik the dam. Loi mishteri basa. So when he shechted the mother, the shchita was not matter the mother. So the shechita of the mother was not called a shechita. The whole issa, oisai ves benoi is loisishchatu, you're not allowed to make a shechita on both of them. So Rabbi Shai said he never made a shechita on the mother, because the mother was a korban. When he shechted the mother, is the mother mutter to eat? No, you have to make shechita. So the mother was never geshochten. If the mother was never geshochten, so there's no isa to shecht the ben. It's not, you never shechted the mother. So why can't you shecht the ben? So why do you get malchus for shechitas haben? Why is the ben apostle akom? That's what Rabbi Shaya said. Sheini, am I safe against our boy? Why? These two halachas that when he shechts the ben, he gets malchus al soisei bes benoi, upasul, and why is the second one posul al tzmachusos man, klaima. So this explains what Rabbi Shaya held. The cheshvina lay lekama, we consider when he shechted the mother, since the shechita was not mater, the aim, kilu kotlois, that's a called shechita. According to Rab Shimon, the translation of shechita is a slaughtering that is mater bachila. When he shechted the mother, it did not with the shechita did not become mutter lachila. So that's not called a shechita. That's called like he killed it, but that's not called shechita. Bavale sheni kosher gomor. So the son, if the mother was not geshochten, so there's no iser to shech the son. My choshev lay shechita shein. Oh yeah, fine. Period. That is a sugya in Kula. But we just have a gemara over here. The gemara brings down. Rab Shimon said this. Kol ha'oimed lizroik kizorik tomei. We hear Absalom this. That with the minute you make the shechita, it's oimed lizroik, so it's kizorik tomei. So it's considered legabi tume. You need an oichel sheroi lahachil. When you shechted a korban, it's not roi la'achel. When you shechted it, you have to make zrike. No, Rav Shimon said, kol ha'oimed lizrike zorek dami, and we consider that it's roi la'achel. It's roi la'achel. It's called a shechita. That's roi la'achel acherem. So it's called roi la'achel. It's called a shechita ruya. So what is pshat in Rabbi Shaya? What did Rabbi Shaya do with this memre of Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon holds kol ha'oimed lizrike zorek dami. So memela, when you shechted the mother, as soon as you shechted the mother, it became it's a shechita ruya, because I say kol ha'oimed lizroik kezorik tami. V'amai, so that's Tosfos Kash. V'amai choshev lei shechita shein ruya nehei deloi mishteri bosor ela bezrikas hadam. 100% true. The basa only becomes muta bezrikas hadam, aber haloi mishas shchita deregi shechted it havi kizorik. The chol ha'oimed lizrei kizorik dami. We have a memra of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds this kol ha'oimed lizrei kizorik dami. So it's bitter. What did Rabbi Shaya do with this Rab Shimon? Rabbi Shaya is going according to Rab Shimon. And this kasha, we have three terutzim. Now, terutz number one. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbi Shaya less like Eloim and Lizrei Kizorik Tomei. Rabbi Shaya doesn't hold this. He doesn't hold this concept, Eloim Lizrei Kizorik Tomei. Elo Svirelei, no, what's that he doesn't hold it? But we have a Baraisa Rab Shimon holds Eloim and Lizrei Kizorik Tomei. This Baraisa is a debatable Baraisa. Al svirlei ketanem de masnisen de hosam. There's a Mishnah further that payalaf amit beiz and chunem. Disnan ha-shoicheit v'nimtzeis treifa. A person shechted a behemah, and we found there was a treifa. According to Rab Shimon, it's not in the voice of his benoit, because it's a shechita shein eruya. Because the shechita was not matter the mother. Hashoichet poras chatos. A person shechted a poradume. Rab Shimon poita deloy mechayev mishumayisay vesbenoi the shechita she'ein ruyahi. We will see soon. Rab Shimon, by us it says, Rab Shimon holds, if a person shechts a pora adume, so l'chayre, it's also osa l'achilei l'achayrem. So by us it says, Rab Shimon says it's mekabel tume because koloi medlifta is kepodei dami. That means the minute you shechted it, you could be paid it. So kolaymed lifta is kepodoy dami. We'll see later when we come to the sugi exactly what this inyan is. But al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. So the minute he shechted it, if I wanted, I could be poided. There's a mitzvah lifdois if I find a more mahudidik and por adume. So kolaymed lifta is kepodoy dami. So as soon as he shechted, he could still be poided. So we consider kilu was podoy. Was podoy, so it's a oichel shiochel hachel hachem. So it's a geshachten behemah shel chulin. There's a Mishnah in Chulin that Rab Shimon said, if a person shechted a pora adume, there's no din of oisei ves benoi, because it's a shchita shein aruya. Not the way we're saying over here. We're saying a person shechts a pora adume, it's mekabel tume, because it's roi laach lachem, koloi meliftis kepodui domi. There's a Mishnah in Chulin that says, it's not called a shchita ruya, because it's also ba'ano, and therefore there's not an oisei ves benoi. That's a Mishnah in Chulin Daf Pei Aleph. V'hosam b'gemore porich alo mehide porim etam etumas oichlem. So the Gemara in Chulin is the kasha. So something is shtimnish though. Here you say it's a shchita shein aruye, and that's it is not an oisei ves benoi. And here Rab Shimon says it's metame tumas oichlem because it's a medlifta is kepodoy domi, so it's like I was paided with the shchita, became a behemah chulin, and it's metame tumas oichlem. So if it has a din of metame tumas oichlem, so it's called a shchita ruya. So how do these two Rab Shimons stim? Umishani, so the Gemara in Chulin says poras chatas eina mishnah. You're right. This Mishnah in Chulin that says Ashoichet Poras Chatas, like Rav Shimon, there's no din of oisei ves benoi. You have to take white out and erase it. You're 100% sure. Rav Shimon holds koloi med livdei skepodui domi. So memele the zicha din of oisei ves benoi. So it's ain't a Mishnah. It's a mistake because we see from the Baraisa that Rav Shimon holds koloi med livdei skepodui domi. Zok the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara over there in Chulin da Peyala from the base. He had a Mishnah that says Rab Shimon doesn't hold koloi med liftois. He had a baraisa that says Rab Shimon does hold koloi med liftois. So the Gemara in Chulin took white out and erased the Mishnah. Ain't a Mishnah. Zoktois was Rabbi Yishaya also had the same problem, but he didn't white out the Mishnah. He made a white out on the baraisa. He erased the baraisa. That's it. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah doesn't hold of koloi med livdois. The Baraisa does hold of koloi med livdois. One is a mistake. Now the Shaila is, which one do you erase? So Rabbi Yishaya held, forget, the Mishnah is right, and the Baraisa is wrong. So Memele Rabbi Yishaya personally held that Rabbi Shimon does not hold the din of koloi med livdois kepodei domi. He doesn't hold the din of koloi med livdois kezoruk domi. Ein hachanami, according to Rabbi Shimon, if a person will shechta kolbin, it's not mekabel tume, because it's a shchita shein aruye. A person will shechta poradum, it's not mekabel tume, it's a shchita shein aruye. That's what Rabbi Yishaya did. So memele, so Rabbi Netam said, you're asking a kasha from this baraisa? I got news for you, there's a Mishnah that says, not like the baraisa. No, the Gemara Chulin said, ain't a Mishnah, Rabbi Yishaya held, ain't a baraisa. What's so nishkefeller? That was one teretz of the Rabbi Netam. Aber bei Schei ist aber da der Rabbe, mas nissen da so mika, wie der Porreles. Teretz number one. Wa oid yesh loima. So this is a pisa zoi one teretz. Wa oid yesh loima. No. De kosova Rabbi Schei, oda shen amere de kevot, and Toysus and the Sugi is going to use this a lot of times. Kiven de loy amrinen ke zorek domi achi yiskabel bekois. Kidemashme beperikame de psochim, de mitzvahu lahamtin milizroik achiyiskabel kol dam hanefesh. Mitzvah's zrike is when the kois gets full of dam hanefesh. This verschiedene domim that gush out from the beimah when you shecht it is dam hanefesh. There's some other which is dam hanefesh, which is dam hatamtes, b'kitza. But there's dam hanefesh. The mitzvah of zrike, if a person wants to make a mehudadik zrike, you wait till the kais is full, and then there's a mitzvah of zrike. Zektaisis amoyradike zach. When a person shechts a behemme, you have a kois there, now you can start filling up the kois. Let's say it's going to take 54 seconds to fill up the kois. It's a kois, it's a big kois, it's going to take 54 seconds to fill up the kois. When he shechted the behemme, is there as yet a mitzvah lizroik? No. You have to wait 54 seconds. You have to fill up the kais. Mitzvah zrike first is chal, 54 seconds after the shrite. Fine? Good. So Rabbi Shaya held, let me ask you a question. When you shechted the behemah, Was it a shchita ruye? Was it oimed lizrik? Did it then become muta? No, there was a delayed action. In 54 seconds it'll become muta. But from the shchita till the 54 seconds of the milu yakois, there's no mitzvah of lizrik. You have to wait till the fill the kois fills up. So Rab Shimon also is moida. We'll see soon. There's a concept of koloi med lizrik is orakdomi, but the concept of oi med lizrik starts 54 seconds after the shrite. So memela matters what you're talking about. Now let's talk about what our Gemara said and what Rabbi Shaya said. Our Gemara said that if we're talking about that in order for a kolben to be mekabel tumas oichlem, it has to be roi lizrik. If it's roi lizrik, I said kolam lizrik is zorg dami, and it's called oichel shate yochel lahachel lachayim. Zok taisve, sarah b'shaya, 100% true. A person shechted a behemah. He shechted the behemah 60 seconds before the shkia. 60 seconds before the shkia. He filled up the kois. It's filled up by 54 seconds before the shkia. 54, yeah, 6 more seconds till the shkia. So it's called roi lachila. Because 6 seconds before the shkia, it was aimed lizrik is orgdobi. That's what Reb Shimon said. It's called the oichel sheroi lahachel. But when is it oichel sheroi lahachel? 6 seconds before the shkia. It's called the oichel sheroi lahachel. 100%. That's our Gemara. Rabbi Shai agrees with this 100%. Rav Shimon said that the second the kois gets full, I say oimed lizrik is zorg dami, and meile, I say oimed lizrik is zorg dami, and it's called oichel sheroi lahachu. But that is 54 seconds after the shkia. So 54 seconds after the shkia. So if you chapta rain a minute, you shechted it a minute before the shkia, it's called the oichel sheroi lahachu. And it's mekabel tumah. That's gewaltig. That's if you're talking about hilchis tumah. Need a oichel shroi lahachel. Oichel shroi lahachel. When it becomes a oichel shroi lahachel, it's mekabel tumah. So it became an oichel shroi lahachel 54 seconds after the shchita. Gewaltig. But Rabbi Shai said, but when you're talking about a shchita ruhuya, you can't work with delayed action. Was, when I made the shchita, was the shchita mata, yes or no? So the Torah says, no. In 54 seconds it'll become mata. I'm sorry. That, Rabbi Shai, that is not called a shchita ruhuya. That's a machlokes, this, there's a chaylika Rabbi Shai, but Rabbi Shai is entitled to his opinion. Rabbi Shai, held in order to be called a shchita ruya, it has to be with the shchita, it has to be muta lachila. And by a kolben, it cannot become muta lachila till the kais fills up, which is 54 seconds later. So memela, this is not called a shchita ruya. So that's what Rabbi Shimon said. That's what Rabbi Shaya said. So Rabbi Shaya says, there's no din of oisiv as benoi. You shechted the mother. I'm sorry. That's not called you shechted the mother, because after you shechted it, it did not become muta b'achila. You're allowed to shech the child. That's all what Rabbi Shaya said. Asugi says, kolay med lizrik is oldam, 100%. Legabi, the gabi kabolas tume, in 54 seconds, will become an oichel aroi l'achiloi. And smells makabel tumah. Al v'zichet is along this of a koloi mid lizrik is orig dami. But it's first chal after mili hakais. That's the second teretz. Va'oyd yishloima. Teretz number 3. The kasava Rabbi Shaya. Let's say he holds, we'll go all the way. We'll say he holds, not like the first Teretz. He holds that Bishas Shchit, it's Kolo. Let's forget about Mili Yakois. Bishas Shchit, you say Kolo Miliza Kezorik Dami. But, there's another problem. Kiven the Bishchita Lechudei Le Mishteri Bosa. But the shchita alone is not matter the boss. It's mutter right away. But it's mutter right away, betziruf of two factors. Shchita and zrike. The shchita and zrike, which come spontaneously. That means I say as soon as you shechted it, I'm at least, I assume, kilo there was a zrike also, and the shchita is matter. But the shchita, but the shchita and the zrika are two factors which are matter the bosa. Bekiven the b'shchita lechude lemishteri bosa elamach mestave kezorik lehavi dumye tutovoyach tevach v'hochem u'shchita she'ena ru'uyahim. So Taisa says now anu yisait. This is the biggest chiddush of Taisa. Taisa said, what's the makir of Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says, I learned that utvoyach tevach v'ochem. Do you know what that means? That means when you shechted, it should be mutter. From the shchita, utvoyach tevach, you shechted it v'ochem, it's mutter to you. If you shechted, but it's not mutter only because of the shchita. You have a zrika also. So the shchita is not the sole factor to be matter the bosa. You need two factors. That's called a shchita she'eino re'uya. Not that the shchita is not matter, becomes mutter with the shchita, but not completely through the shchita. It becomes mutter betziruf the zrika and the shchita. That's called a shchita ruya. A shchita ruya is called if the shchita mitzad atzmoi is matter the behema. Tvoyach, tevach, you shechted it v'ochem. After the shchita, it's mutter teen. If you need other factors to be matter, even though the factors come spontaneously, instantly, together with the shchita, but that is not called that the shchita is matter. The shchita is a partial matter. It's matter betzir of the zrike. That's not called the shchita ruya. Kiven the shchita lechude lemishteri bos al machmas tave kezorik, Lehavi dumye de tavoyach tevach vahochen ushrita she'ena ru'uyehi. That's called the shrita she'ena ru'uye. Fine. So now we have here three terutzim pshat in Rabbi Shaya. Terutz number one, he doesn't know b'chlal of koloi midlizik is orgdomi. Either the baraisa that says that he erased the baraisa. Because there's a Mishnah Chulon that says he doesn't know kom lizik is orgdomi. Teretz number two, he holds the lomdes, but kolaymed lizreiks, there's a delayed action, you have to wait till the kais gets filled. So memele, that will not make it a shchita ruya. Shchita ruya means, with the shchita has to become mutar b'achila. So that's why it's not called a shchita ruya. And teretz number three, the translation of shchita ruya is, that the shchita alone is matter. And if you have here, it's only matter, betziruf tezrike, that's not called a shchita ruya. Atkan, these are the three terutzim of the Rabbi Notam. This is what Rabbi Shaya held. Fine. Let me just mention, amir dike kasha that Rabbi Kebeger asks. Rabbi Kebeger asks like this. Fine. We set up Rabbi Shaya. We know three mahalchim of Rabbi Shaya. Frekt Rabbi Kebeger, Anshuldik, Rabbi Shaya, I have another Rab Shimon. Now you tell me pshat in this Rab Shimon. I have a Rab Shimon in Bobekame that said if a person shechted a korban, he's chayiv dalad vehei. Yeah? Chayiv dalad vehei. No, you need a shchita ruya. No, where's there the shchita ruya? So, according to the first sense of the Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't hold, Rabbi Shai doesn't hold of Koloi Medlizrik. He doesn't hold, he has a Mishnah Chulon. But what did Rabbi Shai do with this Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon said, and a person shechted a korban is chayiv dalvei. Rab Shimon holds you need a shechita ruya. The only way we could make this a shechita ruya was kaloy midlizroi, kaloy midlifdois. That's the only way we made a shechita ruya. Now Rabbi Shaya does not of shechita, he does not of kaloy midlizroi. He's a Mishnah chulim. But good, so that the Baraisi made for Christ. But here we have a Mishnah Bobakame, which he ignores completely. We have a Mishnah in Baba Kame that says Yechayiv Dalet Vehei, and Rab Shimon needs a Shechita Ruya. Without Koloi Medriz, like Koloi Medlivdo, it's not called a Shechita Ruya. According to the first Teretz, it's a Pella. According to the third Teretz, we'll come back to the second Teretz in a minute. According to the third Teretz, no, Shechita Ruya means it alone has to be a matter. If it's matter together with Tzrika, that's not called a Shechita Ruya. So the same Kashi. So what do you do with Amish? Yechayiv Dalet Vehei. Now you only chayiv dal vei betzir of the zrike. It's we're talking about a kolben. A person shechted a kolben, and the only way it's called a shechita ruya is with zrike. And that's not called a shechita ruya, because shechita ruya means there has to be matter itself. So according to the third teretz, it's also shvet. According to the second teretz, according to the second teretz of Tais. What's the second teretz? The second teretz of Tais was that kol oimed lizraik works with a delayed action. You have to, after the zrike, after the shchita, you have to wait 54 seconds for the mili akois, then you say kol oimed lizraik. But we hear in our Gemara Svita Rutzen, Reish Lakish said it's speaking about that higdish bali mumim, and we say kol oimed livdois kepodei domi. We're talking about that shochet bali mumim b'chutz. So Reish Lakish is teretz, kol oimed livdois, you don't need. No, you don't need a mili akois. Kol ha'oimed livdois works right away. This works spontaneously. So as soon as you shech the behemet, oimed livdois, kepodei domi. So according to the second teretz of Tosfos, he says to Rabbi Shaya, well, hold like Reish Lakish. Fine. But ashtika mahalach. But according to the first teretz of Tosfos and the third teretz of Tosfos, he doesn't know. There's a problem with it. There's a sugyan bobekame that Rab Shimon holds. You need a shechita ruya, and he says by a korban you're chayiv, and it doesn't stim with the first teretz or the last teretz. This is Rabbi Kebeges Akasha. He remains with a tzorchim. Baita gigag. But al kaponim we hear for three mahalchim in Rabbi Shaya. Va'osi shapel atosis likes. Tosfos likes this teretz, or the second teretz, and the third teretz, better than the first teretz. The first teretz was Rabbi Shaya doesn't hold the concept of Koloi Medlizroi. So Tosfos says that's not such a good teretz. The Bereish HaMenoches Vanesochim, Porich Leila Rabbi Shaya, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shaya, a different Rabbi Shaya, Mechdei Shemine Leila Rabbi Shimon Koloi Medlizroi Kezorg Domi. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shaya. Yeah. So what are you asking Rabbi Shaya? Rabbi Shaya's Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Kolayim Medlizrik Yizorik Domi. So you see that the first Teretz is not such a good Teretz. Umil. Fine. Bekitzer, so the first Teretz Tosfos doesn't like. So Tosfos says, we'll say the second Teretz and the third Teretz. The second teretz is Rabbi Shaya holds a delayed action doesn't make it a shechita ruya. The third teretz is a shechita that is not the sole matter is not called a shechita ruya. This is Sforis Rabbi Shaya. But Arsugye doesn't hold of these lomdish zachen. Arsugye holds a delayed action is called a shechita ruya. Arsugye holds even though it's not a complete matter, it's called a shechita ruya. I mean, the Gemara said this is Pshat Rab Shimon. We had a problem with Rab Shimon. A tzvich is not a shechita ruya. Kol oimed lizroik kezor gedomi. It's not matter alone. It's only matter after 54 seconds. Gemara didn't bat an eyelash. Our Gemara held that is no problem whatsoever. So good, we have a machloikis. Rabbi Shaya is entitled to his opinion. Asugya was chaylik a Rabbi Shaya. You don't need all these fine points to make it a shechita ruya. It has to be muta right away. It has to be muta only because of the shechita. That was Rabbi Shaya's shtikteire. Asugya does not hold like that. So Mamele, if there's a concept called Loimed Lizroik, it's half 54 seconds later, Nishkefelech, the Shechit alone does not matter, Nishkefelech, it's called the Shechit Rui, that's what our sugya holds. ומיהו סוגי דשמייטן חושב להישפר שחיתה רויה. כל זה שחיתה רויה. פיין. וכן מסקונה דהוסה. The maskonas ha-gemor in Chulin is also not like Abishaya. Now let me tell you what the maskona is, what Tosfos is speaking about. This, the Gemara brings a baraisa, Rab Shimon held, there were two behemoths, Oisai ve'ez benoi, a mother and a son, both of them were mukdoshim. He shechted the mother bifnim, fine. He shechted the son bachutz. So Rab Shimon said, let's not go into the complexities of the sugya, but Rab Shimon said that you'll not get kores on the son. Why not? Because ein roi lepesach oyel moyed. That means he only chayv an shchutei chutz. If it would have been geshochten bifnim, it would have been oile l'rotzoin, so b'chutz is onish kores. But if I would have shechted it bifnim, it also wouldn't be oile l'rotzoin, so meile b'chutz, I don't get kores. That's what Rab Shimon says. Now, why if I shechted the son b'chutz, why is nedroi l'pesach oil moid? Because it's oisei bez b'nai. Because you're not allowed to shecht the son. Now if I would shecht it, b'fnim would be a mechusas man. That's why you don't get kores. This is a baraisa of Rab Shimon. So we see klo, Rabbi Shai yishtik teire, that said that the mother was never geshochten. The mother was a korban, the mother was geshochten b'fnim. The son was geshochten b'chutz. And Rab Shimon says, you don't get kores on the son because this... because you can't... The son is not roi l'pesach oil moyed, because if you shecht it b'fnim, it wouldn't be... It's a b'chutz hazman. So you see klo, not like a b'shayish tiktayre. It's called, I shechted the mother. It's called a shchita ruya. I don't say all these lomdas and there's a 54-second delay. The shchita is not matter b'fnayatim. It's not called a shchita. Rab Shimon said, it's called a shchita, and that's why you don't get chorus on the ben. The Gemara found a baraisa. And because of this baraisa, the Gemara shlugged up a Rav Hamnuna that said the same thing like a b'shayish. Says, you see, it is called a shchita ruya, and you don't say all these svarelach. So according to the maskonis, ha-gemara there, that we had shown that when you shecht a kolb b'fnim, according to Rabbi Shai, it's called a shchita ruya. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's called a shchita ruya. So just like we ask a Rav Amnuna, we'll ask a Rabbi Shai, and Rabbi Shai is upgefragt, and we'll have to be chayzer. Just like Rav Amnuna was chayzer. That's what Taisa says. So this whole Rabbi Shai was only a havamin in the Gemara, Rabbi Shai held that way. But the minute we found this baraisa that says, shachta ye'aim b'fnim v'aben b'chutz, yinat chayiv kores, we see the whole Rabbi Shai is not oiskalten, and finished. So, it's not Rabbi Shai, v'yemes, he's upgefragt. V'chein b'maskone d'hosom, it's muchach, not like Rabbi Shai, וכי היכי דפורך חוסם הרב המנונה, הווה מוציא למפרח לרבי שייה, וכי היכי דמטרץ לרב המנונה, הווה מוציא לטרץ רבי שייה, דעוד ולמוקי מסניסן כרב שימן, משום דרב שימן שני ניסוי וכסבוים, דבלה יסרו סופי. That means, לפי המסקונה, the mother is called השחיתה רויה, but according to רב שימן, you won't get מלכס on the ben, because it's a sro sofik, maybe won't make zrika. So the way Taisus is saying, there's a Rabbi Shaya, aber lefia maskone, we don't paskon it Rabbi Shaya. We have to say Rabbi Shaya himself was choyzer. The Rabbi Nutam, loigoris, now the Rabbi Nutam wants to make a whole new Rabbi Shaya, and there will be no problem with Rabbi Shaya whatsoever. Rabbi Nitam Loigoris Vishani my Soifik Asaboim Apostle, the Shani Shaper Nivsal, the Shritarishani Shritaruye, Kivan the Nizra Kadam Behersha. ואבישייני מחוס הזמן, על הגסין על המייסוי וכסר בוים וסולוי, מנשייני דייק תשחית שאין לרוי, ומייסוי וכסר בוים, אבל אסרו סופק תשמר לא יזרוי, חזוק להבק אם די מצווה לזורקוי, ופורך פשיטה דוחי איסה דייך יוקד אסרו סופק, כי בוידו עושה לזריק אדם, ופשיטה דלוי תיגומר השחיטה, משעני קודשם, ואשלה בישייה, לימוצי פורך מידי אלו לרב המנונם. The Rabbeinu Tam made a whole new Rabbi Shaya. The Rabbi Shaya said as follows. The Mishnah says that he had two korbanos, a mother and a son. He shechted the mother in the Beis HaMikdash. He shechted the son in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says that on the son, Yosefe Gesar Boim, you get Malkus, and the son is Apostle Lekob. So Rabbi Natan was Goyres, that Rabbi Shaya said, this is not going according to Rab Shimon, because according to Rab Shimon, you will not get Malkus on the son. Why won't you get Malkus on the son? Because maybe you won't make Zrik on the son. You're not allowed to make Zrik. So you can't say Koloi Medli Zrik, and you're not allowed to make Zrik. Mustama, you won't make Zrik, because it's a Mechusas man. So you can't get Malkus because it's Asra Sofik. So Rabbi Shaya did not say anything against our sugya. Rabbi Shaya has nothing to do with our sugya. Rabbi Shaya said, according to the Girsus of the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Shaya said the Mishnah can't go according to Rab Shimon. That Rab Shimon holds Shchita Shein Ruya, Lo Yishmo Shchita, because the Shchita Saben is a Shchita Shein Ruya. Because since there's no mitzvah to be Zayrik, I don't say Koloi Melizrik is all dummy. And so Memele is and Bechlal, I don't know if he'll be Zoyrik, you're not allowed to be Zoyrik. So how could you get Malkus on the Shchitas HaBen? It's a Sroa Sofik. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such Rabbi Shaya to begin with, in Shalom al Yisrael. Okay, now let us go further in the Gemara. The Gemara said that Rab Shimon holds kol ha'oimed lizroik kezorok tomi v'chol ha'oimed liftois kepodoi tomi. If something is oimed lihipodois, it's like it's podoi. The Sanya, we learned habaraise. Rab Shimon ha'oimed poro metamei tumas oichlen, a poro adume is metame tumas oichlen. Hoyel v'hoysa lo shasa koisha. There was a zman, there was a zroi lahachil lacherim. And when was that zman? V'omar reish lochish, oimer hoyo Rab Shimon, poro nivdis al gabei maro choso, alme kol oimed livtois kepodoi domi. Now, let us just translate what we just said, and then we'll see in Rashi. When they shechted the por adume, they made a whole pile of wood. Whole pile of wood, because they're going to burn the por. And the pile of wood looked something like a pyramid. And then they went on top of this pyramid. They went and there were two people on top of the stand over here, on top of this pyramid. There was the sheichet and the por adume. And then, and there they shechted the pore on top of the maroche. They made a whole pyramid of eitzim, a whole pile of eitzim. Want there should be a big fire to burn the pore. Anyway, so on top of this maroche of eitzim, there was standing the koyin and the pore, and he shechted it. He shechted it. Now, let's just imagine for 1 minute, he shechted it. He's about to make a zoye, make a pore adume. All of a sudden, someone runs. You know what? We found a more mohudadike poradume. That's, I don't know, Hilchis poradume. We found a more mohudadike poradume. We're making a poradume, you know, it wasn't made every Monday and Thursday. A poradume was something that was, we found a more mohudadike poradume. What should we do? So the Rav says, man, let's be poided. So let's be poided this month. And we'll make the other one a poradume. No problem. You poide this poradume becomes chulin, and now we get a new poradume. So what happened with this paraduma? It was a paraduma. It was a chatos. It was a tatos, a manos, a machila. But the minute we were poided, it's paraduma. It's good red meat from the inside, from the outside. It's good meat. It's muta machila. So Rab Shimon says, Hoyel v'roy levdoisa. We made a scenario that someone came. They found a better paraduma. But hoyel v'roy levdoisa. It's a mitzvah livdais, if you find a better one. So Mamela said, Kol oimed livdais ke potoy domi. So we consider, as soon as he shechted the poradume, is this mutter bachila? Yeah, it has a din mutter bachila, because it's oimed livdais ke potoy domi. So it's called, it has a din mutter bachila, it's mekabutumah. This was Rab Shimon. Now, let me just say over ha'or of Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi Chonon is moira, a gewaldike kasha. He says like this. This whole aloche of kol ha'oimed liftois kepodi domi, if only if there's a mitzvah of p'diyah. Like we said, the kol ha'oimed lizrik is, what is it, when the kais is full, now there's a mitzvah to be zayrik, kol ha'oimed lizrik is zot, but you have to have a mitzvah. Now, if I don't have a better paradume, there's no mitzvah to be paid to this, chas v'shalom, this is the paradume, this is what you have. If I have a better paradume, so memele, so then it's ha'oimed liftois stake. But how could Rab Shimon say aloche that every por adum is mekabel tume because it's oimed livdois? It's oimed to find a noe. You find a better, you know how difficult it is to find one por adum. So why is it called oimed livdois? Rabbi Chonon doesn't understand. Fine. Okay. There are many aspects of Hilchas Poro which are difficult to understand. This is another one. Okay. Al kaponim, now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zatrashi and Dafayin Zayin and Medalev Por Aduma Metametumas Eichlim Dahavilo Shasa Koyshe Leiochel Mishenishchito. As soon as it was geshochten, there was a Shasa Koyshe was capable of being an Eichel V'yodelo Teiras Eichel. The Omar Eish Lokish Eize Shasa Koyshe Hoyselo. The Oima Hoya Rab Shimon Poro Nivdish. He can be paid to the Poro Afilo Nishchito Agabi Amaroche. Kemishpat, even though it was geshochtem properly, im motzo acheres yofa mimen, if he found a better one, vizel shasa koishe shalom. That's called it a shasa koishe. Vafopi deloy niftis, even though you won't paid it lamaise, velohochi mashvelei uchla oil, veruye lipodes. If it's ruye lipodes, shalom Yisrael. Let us see Taisus. Poro mitame tumas oichlem. Taima. The midah kama v'hoisa lo shasa koisha. Now, hoisa lo shasa koisha is a loshen ova. That means it's metame tumas oichlim now, because before it was oimed liftois. Now, the now is speaking about when it's still bosa. We'll see, we're speaking about when it's still bosa. Before we started burning it. When it's bosa, it's mekabel tume now, because it was roi liftois before. Before. Tractisvis, taime, the midakoma hoil vahoisolo shasa kaisha, michlal da hashte, now, lav bas pti, now you can't be poided. But since before you were capable of being poided, why can you be poided now? For islele Rab Shimon bishvuis. Rab Shimon holds in shvuis, the pore koche bedeka bayesu. That por is kotshe bedekabayis. Agavuch, if one will finish Be'ezer Hashem, the staff with Taisvis, and we'll see the Bekiyas of Tais. Tais went to half shas. In this Tais was a Chus, and Krisis, and Chulin, and Zvochim, and Menoches, and it's Lebedik. And Chagige, Taisis went to shas, as I, Akoponim. So Tais says, now, I have a Rab Shimon in Shvuis. Rab Shimon in Shvuis holds porra adumis kotshe bedekabayis. Number one. Fine. Ula Rab Shimon Islay, and now we have a Rab Shimon someplace else that holds the Kotshe Berikabais, Loihoya Bechlala Moda Varoche. It doesn't have to stand when you make the pidyon. It can be dead. Good and dead already. You can still be poided. Bahish Maite Gufe. So Mamele, so what does the Gemara say? Because you could have been poided. It had a shas. Akoisha, it has a shas akoisha. Not it had a shas akoisha. You shechted it. It's dead. It cannot be poisoned. What's your problem? Because it had a shas akoisha.
the nearly farish. So Tyson starts saying one chiddush. The hardik tani hayu. The nearly farish. The hardik tani hayu boy solo shasa koisha. Mayri la acher hazor. Agimor is speaking about the Meir Hazor already. That means they shechted it. No, no. But now you made Hazor, the Ein Svore, you shechted the Pore Dume, and you made Hazor the Avoidus of the Pore, the Ein Svore, Shetei Bas Pediya Achashu Zadome. You made Hazor, and I could still be poided already, the Avoidus, what is necessary for the Pore Dume was done. Ba Achashu Zadome. Vafilohochi, it's not after Hazor you can't be poided. He said number one. Vafilohochi. Metame Tumas Oichlin, Hoyo Bohoishelo Shasa Koisha Koidem Hazor. So now Taisva says, I saw after Hazoye, you can't be poided anymore. But, from the Shrita till the Hazor, take some time. Then you could have been poided. So Kolam Elites Kepodidom is it's called, it's Roy Lahachi Lachem. Frag Taisva. Yeah, Murdike Kasha. So what do you say after? We have here Rab Shimon that this whole concept of Oymed is Moiridik. We'll see, it goes into many, many, many Cheshbainis. So if you say after Hazor you can't be poided, and there's a concept of Kol Oymed Lahazis Kemuzadomi, so you can't be poided. You have two Kol Oymeds over here, and they contradict one the other. There's Kol Oymed Liftois, but Kol Oymed Lahaz is Kemuzadomi. And if it's Muza, so he can't make Pidyon anymore. So it's an Oymed Liftois, because it's Oymed Lahaz, after Hazor, you can't make. The Yeshloima, so Taisva says, you have to hold Cheshbin. The Koidim Kabole, the Koislav Kemuzadomi, Kedavrishla. I told you, Asad. It's only Oymed Lahazis when it gets into the case. There's a 54 second delay to make it Oymed Lahazis. And these 54 seconds still is patiently waiting for the dam to come in could be pointed. Ooh, wah! So the mele, then it was Oymed Libdais. There's no Hazoya yet. It's called Oymed Libdais. Kepodidamui. So it's Roy Lahachel Lacherim. It's Mekabel to Meseichlem. Finished. That's what's Mekabel to Me. That's what these 54 seconds accomplished. Fine. But now we can have a moira de kekashe. Hiksha Rabbeinu Shmuel Barab Chaim. Rabbeinu Shmuel Barab Chaim esta kashe. This whole shtik teure, the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, he needs an oichel shaloi lahachel achayrim. A poradum is not roi lahachel achayrim. So why is the poradum a mekabel tumis oichlem? So we have to say, alomdis, kolomid liftis kepodi, domitzei, alomdis, kolomid liftis, it's podi, it's melskod roi lahachel achayrim. Fregt Rabbeinu Shmuel Barab Chaim, I have another halacha up my sleeve. And with this halacha, you don't have any problems. And why didn't the Gemara speak about this halacha? Hitsha Rabbeinu Shmuel Barab Chaim. Why do you need this whole thing? Typically, the chibas hakodesh machshartoi umashvelo uchlo kedoshine beperik beis dechulin vaboso lerabois eitzim ulevoino. Fine. Now let's understand the kasha. We'll go badroge. There's a moiridiket morin chulin. We learn out the word from Vehabosa Shiga Bachot Tomelo Yayoch. Vehabosa. We learn out over there that Eitzim and Lavoina are Mekabel Tome. What the Eitzim means, Atzei Amaroche. Lavoina is the Lavoina de Maktel. Now, let's ask a Shaila, in order to be Mekabel Tome, there are certain, you need an Oichel, a Mashke, a Keili. Eitzim is not Mekabel Tome. Levoina is not a machel. Why is it mekabel tumah? So we learn now from a pasuk: Chibas haKodesh marshaltoi leshavya oichel. It's so precious. It's kodesh. So even though it doesn't have the tnoim that every oichel has to be mekabel tumah, it's not edible. But Chibas HaKodesh is Machshartel HaKabotum. You don't need the Tnoyim, the conditions of all oichlim for Kabbalah's tumme, and this mekabel tumme, even though it's not an oichl. Fine. So we have here a klal that chibas ha-kodesh makes something that doesn't have the conditions of Kabbalah's tumme, makes it its mekabel tumme. There's a mile of chibas ha-kodesh. When you come to chibas ha-kodesh, when you don't say, I want to say, was it mekabel tumme or not? Well, let me look up in the encyclopedia. Is it this? Is it ne? Chibas ha-kodesh machshav te lekabel tumme. If it's kodesh, the preciousness, the chibas of kodesh, makes it mekabel tumme without any conditions. Frektoisves, so all of a sudden we're talking about poro metame tumme soichlem. Why do you need that? Because it was a shas hakoisha, you could have been paid it, and it was goy lachil. Chibes hakoidish! Chibes hakoidish. Fine. So memele, vechitayme, the kasha finds of nishon, the pore la rapshim and kivin the kotshe bedek abayisi, since pore is kotshe bedek abayis, it's not kdushas haguf, it's kotshe bedek abayis, this concept of chibes hakodesh was only said by kedushas haguf. That filu bekotchim mizbeach lemahani chibes hakodesh elot shekitzay kedushas haguf beklisharis. That's amazoi. I was magdish levoina. I was magdish levoina for korban and it didn't enter klisharis. There's nothing in chibas hakodesh machshar to lekabel tumme. It has to be a kedushas aguf that was neskavish eidei klisharis. This concept of chibas hakodesh, you need kedushas aguf sheneskavish beklisharis. So memele the kash isn't shver. So what's the kash poradume? She has to say kolay midlivis kapoti dumme. It's, what's a chibes hakodesh? There's no chibes hakodesh by poradum. So Ktoisis, that's wrong. Ha'al kochoch shayich bepore chibes hakodesh afilu l'Rab Shimon. Afilu l'Rab Shimon is a din of chibes hakodesh by poradum. I'll prove it to you. The breisha menoches vanesochim porich lapshimin. Noisor uporo, the gemara frekt amoyre dike kashe. We're talking about poradume, we're talking about poradume. A poradume is mekabur tume. A poradume is mekabur betame tume soichlo. That means that I shechted the pore, so I'm with liftoes, blah, blah, blah. So it's mekabur tume soichlo. Gewaldig. Frek the gemara, it's not an oichel, it's burnt. It's ashes. Amay metame tumes oichlon afra ba'almuhu. Dechaloi medlis raiv kisorov dome. A meredik is ach. This Rab Shimon is meredik. So if the Gemara, according to Rab Shimon, a por adume is mekabel tumes oichlon. It's not an oichel. It's ashes. It's burnt. It's not mekabel tume. How can it be mekabel tume? Umishani, and for the Gemara, you're right. You're 100% right. It's not ashes. 100%. But you don't need an oichel by poradume. It's just, what is the difference than a burning eitz? Eitz is also mekabel tumme. Levain is mekabel tumme. You don't need an oichel because chibes hakodesh machshata. Zuktais, so you see, I'm right. I'm asking a good kasha. Don't tell me teira. It's a kedushas berik habayis. It's not the chibes hakodesh. There sure is a din chibes hakodesh by poradume. Because if there wouldn't be a din of chibes hakodesh, it would not be mekabel tumme. Al seklal koloim midlis of kisarav dami. So al kochoch, the only yeitz that the Gemara had, according to Rab Shimon, this Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds porim et hametum es oichlum, is because chibes hakodesh machshartoi. So the whole Rab Shimon works with chibes hakodesh. So what is the whole dreidel over here? He's a dreidel, I'm a lifter, skepoti dom, it's an oichel, or a lach. Was felt ois all these dreidler? Chibes hakodesh machshartoi, and you have to come out to chibes hakodesh. Yeah. Umishani chibes hakodesh machshartai. Bahainu taime. So Taisu says, okay, good. You see, Taki, that there's a little chibes hakodesh, but now let's pull the strings together. I mean, lechayre chibes hakodesh only works by kedushas haguf and klishores. How does the Taki work by a por adume? Bahainu taime. Ta'af al gav de aimbo kiddush kli. So the reason is, even though there's no kli shavis, give the kotche bedek abayis, so attack a kotche bedek abayis, everything is true. Mikol mokem shayich beichibas ha-koydesh, given the chates kaya rachmona. In kedusha can be kedushas bedek abayis, but the Torah called it a chatos. V'chol inyoneho, in all the inyonim, Kain avoides haguf. There's an avoider with a pori. You do an avoider. Sheyesh bo hazor. The make hazor. Upsulo shalay lishmo. And you shechted it shalay lishmo. It's possible. So memele. So we see the Torah gave a dinim of a korban. It's there's a din hazoye. There's a shem chatos. And there's a din shalay lishmo. So it's shreklach. So now we have a kasha, so the whole sugi is shver. V'tire tzri, dein chibes ha-koydish mei eles, ele le-shavye, shein e-oichel ka-oichel, k'goy noiso u-poro, shein chashuvim ka-afcho, ve-eitzim u-loboyna. Avul dovar shu oichel, ele shein e-mekabul tume la-rab shimin, mishum oichel shein ha-toyoche la-achile la-acherim, la-yoyel, Chibas HaKodesh Lasei Soisa Kemuta. Now, I just like to say one thing pshat in this Tosfos. There's a lot of inyanim to speak about, but the time is in Maspik tonight. But Tosfos is saying, Amoyre Dikazach. Tosfos, I'd just like to mention a Tosfos in Menoches, Dafkuf Aleph. Taisus in Menachos Daf Kuf Aleph says like this. Eitzim ulevoine mekablim tumen. Yeah, it was a kodesh marsha. So Taisus asks, but there's another problem. You need oichel shataroi lahachel lacherim. Where do you have this by Eitzim ulevoine? Taisus asks this for a kashe. Al kolchach mishum achilas mizbeach. Oh, it could be machel. You could be machel eitzim ulevoine to the mizbeach. The eitzim machel mizbeach. Need oichel shatiyochel lahachel lacherem. The lacherem is very inclusive. A goy, a yid, the mizbeach is also yochel lahachel lacherem. The imishum chibas hakoidesh lechudei, loy mahani chibas hakoidesh shavi oichel shatiyochel lachile lacherem. A Meiradik in Tosfos, which is an eye-opener, and this is what our Tosfos is saying over here. When it comes to Kabbalah's Tumah, it says in the Pasuk, Mikol ha-oichel asher ye-ochel. The Torah says, in order to be able to be Mekabal Tumah, there are two conditions. Number one, it has to be a oichel. It has to be a machel. Number two, there's a din asher ye-ochel. It has to be roi la-achel acherem. Has to be loy lahachel achay. So Taisvah says, if you need two conditions, chibas hakodesh only works to take off the first chesaron. Mikol ha'oichel has to be an oichel. Has to be food. Eitzim alavoyna not food. Chibas hakodesh machshartoy l'sham yeka oichel. It's an oichel. But that's it. That's all what chibas hakodesh does. So Taisvah says, so, but what's with the second nai asheya yochel? You have to find a solution for that. Chibas HaKodesh won't help on that. So Tosfos says a cheshbon. Eitzim ulevoine. You don't have a problem with asher ye-ochel. You know what, you know why it's asher ye-ochel? Because achilas mizbeach. It's mutal achel mizbeach. That's by eitzim ulevoine. Now let's go to our Gemara. Pora adume. The Gemara is takashe. It's koloi midlis reiv kisorev dam. I shechter a pora adume. I have a chunk of meat. Is this chunk of meat mekabel tume? Yes. It's burnt, it's ashes. No. Chibas HaKodesh Machshalte Liyesoichel. It's not ashes. It's called, even though it's ashes. But ashes, that's Chibas HaKodesh. It's an oichel. But there's another problem. But these ashes are not going to put on Mizbeach. There's another problem over here. There's oichel asher ye-ochel. What's going to take, what's going to be Mizak in this problem? Chibas HaKodesh only works on one front. If I have a problem, it's not a chshivas of an oichel, it's an eight, it's a lavoine, it's burnt, all these problems, chibas HaKadosh will take care of. But that's it. But I have another problem. It's a yinid ha-shayyei oichel. So by eitzim lavoine, that's no problem, because it's a have achilas mizbeah. But over here by Porah Duma, what makes it a shayyei oichel? So the Gemara had to say, oh, because it's Eimed Livdois. Because the minute you shechted it, it was Eimed Livdois, and Kepodzei Domei, so Memele, then you could give it to anyone to eat, because it was Eimed Livdois, so it's Chulim. So Memele, so that's why you need two factors to make a Droile Kabo Tume. Asugi is speaking about the second half of the Pasuk. Asher Yeyochel, he has to be Droile Achel Acherim. And in order to make a Droile Achel Acherim, I need it to be Eimed Livdois. That's our Gemara, and we need this. We can't budge without that. There's a Gemara, the Gemara is a kasha, I'm a listener of Kisovdom. That's like a kasha, that's another problem. That's not an oichel. And that problem, the Gemara says, Chibes HaKadosh Machshaltai, Liyes Oichel.